Cape Talk. Fabulous finds.
This is the part of the show where we give you the opportunity to help us choose the content that we feature for our fabulous find feature. We share hidden gems from our own backyard, a list of places and services or activities in Cape Town that you've told us about, sort of like a best kept secret vibe that only you would know about if you lived in Cape Town. Any product or service can be nominated as a fabulous find as long as it's special to you. And a reminder, if there is a special place you'd like to nominate, it's very easy to do so. You can send Pippa an email on pippah@capetalk.co.za, SMS on 31567, or WhatsApp us on 0725671567 and tell us about your fabulous find that you've stumbled across. Just remember to include the words fab find. But on to this week's fabulous find, a unique restaurant based in Cork Bay known as Olympia Cafe and Deli. The nomination came via email from Alan Ramsey, which read, "Hi, I'm sure you know about Olympia Bakery in Cork Bay, which produces a range of fresh breads each day, along with pastries and coffee. Very popular with local shoppers, passers-by and tourists. The bakery adjacent to the shop is in an old cinema. A typical bakery, but what might make an interesting story is the little known fact that there's an old piano in there, played regularly and magnificently for the entertainment of the staff." So without further ado, it gives me a great pleasure to welcome the founder and co-owner, Stuart McClarty. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And he comes bearing pastry gifts, I might add, that we are not allowed to eat in the studio, but that we can look at lustfully while we have this conversation.
Yeah, just something to drool over.
How long has the Olympia Cafe been going for, and when was it started?
1997, December the 16th, it opened its doors, so we celebrated 20 years last year.
Wow.
And it's had various forms, and it's expanded, and the bakery has become a feature now.
Tell us about the piano. We've got to get to that.
The piano has a bit of a history because I learned to play piano on that piano. I haven't kept it up, but it was my mother's, and we decided to bring it into the bakery last year. And now we have regular customers who stop past and play for the staff, or, you know, Alan, one of our residents, comes down and plays some jazz on Wednesday mornings for us.
So wonderful. I know from visiting Olympia Cafe regularly that you can't book and you have to write your name on the little blackboard at the door. But now that Cork Bay has been in the news a lot lately about being one of the coolest suburbs voted by Forbes. And your cafe was mentioned in that nomination. Has this caused a huge influx of visitors?
Definitely. A lot more people who wouldn't normally have come to Cork Bay have come down. And also who've given up on Cork Bay because of the roadworks and all of that stuff. And have now realized that it's finished. It's done.
Thank goodness, huh?
Yeah, no. Phew.
Did that affect business?
8 years of it, yes.
Okay.
So that's been a long, hard slog. A lot of shopkeepers in the area have had a rough time.
But not you so much, because every time I come there, there's a queue.
Yeah, you must come other than Sunday mornings.
Right. Yeah. Okay. What happens during the week at Olympia Cafe?
That's when the regulars come out and enjoy the haunt.
Now, authentic, quaint, a gem are some of the words that are used by TripAdvisor to describe Olympia. What is the secret to keeping the experience real?
Good ingredients. Keep buying good ingredients and making sure that they're prepared properly, always fresh. And our big thing is under-promise and over-deliver. You know, so don't go out and oversell yourself and then people are disappointed. We are a bistro, a cafe with a bakery on it. That's what we do. Good, wholesome food served well and consistently well.
What about your staff? How long, have many of them been there for many years?
Longest serving staff member, 19 years.
So that's huge. Tell us a little bit about your work ethic when it comes to staff.
We are one of the few places that pay our waiters a full-time salary, which is, I think, should be done by all restaurants. We look after them. It's a big family. So, you know, we've watched people have relationships, have children. The children now work for us. And it's a good starting ground for a lot of chefs have started there and then gone on to do bigger things.
What is the culture like at Olympia Cafe? It seems to have a relaxed mood.
Yes, it is relaxed, very relaxed, but we're there to enjoy ourselves. It's not work. It's pleasure.
What is it about that laid-back vibe, that bohemian kind of existence that goes on some of, in some of those villages on the False Bay Coast, which is so attractive, but it's never changed, you know?
Well, they can turn around and you can either look at the sea or you can turn around and look at the mountain and you're at peace. We're not spending an hour and a half to get into Cape Town Central to come and work. You know, my commute is 2 kilometers. I can walk. I can drive if I need to. So a lot of people stay close by and stroll down to work. It's fantastic.
Now, I would imagine that laid-back vibe is not for everyone. Do you ever have problems with customers who just don't want to fit into the way you do things? Come on, be honest.
Yes. It ain't sand and doll. The Gautengers come down and do give us a hard time because they're used to being fawned over. We don't do that.
And you ain't going to change for nobody.
No. Why? You know, we're the longest, besides the Brass Bell, we're the longest serving restaurant on the block.
So it's either fit in or go somewhere
else.
Go
next door. Yeah.
We're talking to Stuart McClarty, founder and co-owner of Olympia Bakery. Give us a call if you'd like to chime in on the conversation on 021-446-0567 or WhatsApp us, send a voice note to 072-567-1567, texts to 31567. Have you been to Olympia Cafe? Tell us about your experience or maybe tell us what your favorite dish is on the menu. Now, let's talk a bit about that, Stuart. What's on the menu always, and what happens seasonally?
Always is the mussels.
Yeah.
And always done the same way, white wine with cream, a little bit of garlic, absolutely delicious, cooked fresh. And then seasonally, at the moment, we're getting the most delicious yellowfin tuna in.
Mm.
And I saw they delivered a fresh one this morning, which will be sold out in 2 days. It's just such delicious fish. And then we change it around a bit, you know. So winter, we're going for the more comfort food. So a short rib done in a nice red wine sauce. We'll have roast duck. It just depends on the day and the mood.
Do you make use of local suppliers and products?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We try and support as local as possible. It's not always possible, but, you know, we've got a fishing harbor across the road, so we do go down and get fish from them.
Yes.
Veggies are grown in Philippi and delivered to us. We have a vineyard in the back behind the restaurant.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So can you visit the vineyard?
Yes, you've got to come and ask us nicely.
You've got to know people.
Yes. And they make about 500 bottles of Cabernet Franc a year.
And do you serve it at the restaurant?
We do. We do, and this past vintage, we now got the 2014 and 15 out, which is very nice. Some previous vintages haven't been as good.
What about the prices on your menu? Tell us a little bit about that.
We like to think they're fair,
mm-hmm.
And you're not going to walk away hungry. So, you know, if you've been to the restaurant, you know we do overfeed you.
Oh, yeah. Your helpings are very, very generous. And but if you're not coming to eat, you can also just come in and buy bread. And let's talk a bit about the bakery and what you've brought us in this fantastic
in
box.
Mm. Okay, in the box we have chocolate croissants, plain croissants, cinnamon sticks, some little miniature pig's ears, Florentines, lemon tarts. Apple pocket. And chocolate brownies with pecan nuts and then Greek shortbread.
Amazing. Yeah. And this is all made on
the
premises.
We make everything ourselves.
In the old theater.
Yes.
Okay. We've got a caller who's come through. It's Claire from Rosebank. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Hello, hello. What would you like to say about Olympia Bakery?
I just love it. I absolutely love it. It's really incredible. It's so casual, so welcoming. The staff are amazing. And I love the fact that it's, I tried to get in on Sunday and of course it was packed, my fault. I love the fact that you can bring your dog, well-behaved dogs, I might add. And I love the way the food is done. It's just, it's simplicity, but it's brilliantly done. And often, you know, simple is the most difficult thing to do. I love the lamb chops. I love the way they do the mussels. I think the fish is incredible. I just think it's one of these places in Cape Town. It just delivers what you want at a great price, and there's nothing pretentious about it.
I think that is key, yeah. Thank you so much. Are you a local in Cork Bay, or would you do you travel far to get there?
No, I travel. I'm based in Rosebank, and I'm not South African. And no, I travel to go there. And of course, it's in Cork Bay, which is beautiful. But now, I'll be straight up. For me, it is the best place to eat in Cork Bay.
Wow, that is bold. Yeah. Thank you so much, Claire. Thank you for your call. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Okay.
The best place to eat.
Well, thank you, Claire. Yes.
Yeah, I think she'll be back.
Yeah, no, she'll be back. We have a very regular and loyal following of people, and you know that we have on Friday nights the regular crowd, you know, shuffle in on a Friday night, and different people come at different days of the week.
There's a couple of well-known people living in Cork Bay, aren't there? Kind of
yes.
Musicians, and do they frequent?
Everybody does. If you live in Cork Bay, you have to come.
Will they get on the piano?
If we ask them, yes.
If they're invited.
It's there. They must just use it.
On the WhatsApp line, your artisanal breads are made from stone ground flour. All are preservative and additives free and baked in the old-fashioned way?
Not all stone ground flour, because it's not consistent enough for us at the moment. But all baked, scratch mixes, no additives, no preservatives, nothing artificial, ever.
Now, here's someone asking, do you have any plans of expanding? Because we always have to wait so long for a table.
Why ruin a good thing?
Really?
Yes. No.
No plans
for expansion. No.
Someone asking about your breads. Do you serve gluten-free breads and meals? Is that something
not
that
at
you
the
do?
Meal, you'd have to request it, but we do a banting bread.
You do a banting. What do you make that out of? Tell us about it.
That one is a whole range of different seeds that they've milled up, and then they make a bread. But
like linseed and all that.
Linseeds and all those things, yes.
Are you yourself a cook or a
foodie? Oh, yes. No,
I've
been a chef for many, many years.
So do you get behind in the kitchen?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what is your speciality?
Mine actually is yeast doughs and pastries and things. But then I do I like the slow cooked food. So I would do the short ribs. Mm. I would do, you know, a chicken chasseur done, you know, or chicken coq au vin. That slow food comfort stuff. That's what I do.
Tell us about your hours.
Okay, so there's
a bakery, right?
Yeah. Okay, we're open from the bakery shops, open from 6:30 in the morning till 7 at night. The restaurant is open from 7 in the morning till 9 at night.
For breakfast, is that what it is?
Oh, yes, breakfast, yes. And but there's somebody in the building from generally 1 in the morning, the bakers are there, till about 11 at night. There's somebody, you know, cleaning up, getting ready for the next day.
And how many days a week?
7 days a week, 363 days a year.
My goodness, that's a huge commitment. Yes. Do you love what you do?
If I didn't, I wouldn't do it. I absolutely love it, yes.
And you eat there every day?
I have, yes.
Absolutely. Here's something on the WhatsApp line. Yellowfin tuna is my favorite meal in the entire Musenberg, Cork Bay area. How do you serve it?
Last night they did it with a mild green peppercorn sauce over crushed potatoes. And other times we'll do it with a teriyaki sauce and pressed into sesame seeds and then quickly pan fried.
That sounds very delicious. Mm. And thank you and congratulations for being nominated. And just continue doing what you're doing, I guess.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That was Stuart McClarty, who from Olympia Cafe and Deli in Cork Bay, open 7 days a week. You'll have to check it out if you haven't yet.